needs to be minutes reflecting. So, but I could be wrong.
I went right into executive.
Look at your minutes, but I believe you called it to order to go into executive session pursuant.
Yeah, I didn't go right into, I mean, I didn't.
Your motion to go into exec is done in regular session.
Right, right, yeah. I didn't do that.
So there needs to be regular minutes for the 18th, probably on next week's agenda.
So did you want... Did you already make the motion to approve the executive for the 18th?
Yeah, 16th and the 18th. I mean, technically, the motion to go into exec is done not in exec, but done in open session.
So then what you're asking is we need amendments. We need
regular session
minutes for the 18th.
Yes. Yep.
I'll write them up. Agreement for modified aggregate quick set number 2022 number 22-057 Road and Bridge. I've received a letter dated May 20th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is an agreement by and between Donaldson Construction Company, LLC, contractor in Taney County. And this agreement is made pursuant to a cooperative purchasing with Greene County, Missouri, contract number 16-0798.
Cost of enough product to do Casey Road and Buchanan Road?
Correct.
They can terminate the agreement with 30 days. No, that's the county can terminate 30 days. But they agree to the price through those two projects.
Do we know the level that we're the MAQS3 versus MAQ versus 6 level 5? Do you know what level we're?
It should be the
three, six, five, don't know.
Should be the level three.
It says we're going under the Cooperative Purchase Agreement of Greene County, but noted that this price is different than that.
Should be what is under the new current Greene County contract.
Well, we're just trying to figure out which level of the MAQ S3 is. There's looks like there's six levels. There's six levels. And with each one, there's MAQ S1, 1 plus, 2, 2 plus, 3, and Flex Scratch.
You should have that yellow hat and S3, that
and then you've got pressure paved sealant. So I'm assuming they'll do, they put it down and then they put a sealer on it?
The sealer comes on it right behind it.
Right, so it's two separate products.
It's applied at the same time.
When they go over it and roll it, it's done.
They don't even roll it.
Well,
it's done with a machine that squeezes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's done.
Then it's complete.
Yeah.
Looks like it's a level one. The way I'm getting that, is I'm taking the quoted price, dividing it by the estimated yards, subtracting the $1.25 per yard, it leaves you $5.28 per yard, which is the level one MAQS-3 pricing. Do we know what the differences are in the 1 through 6?
Like one of them will have pressure pave, one of them will have just a...
Looks like they all have pressure pave. You have modified aggregate, according to their quotes or pricing, it has modified aggregate quick set, pressure pave sealant, and then a hot rubber crack filler.
And then there will be differences on the aggregate for each one of the sides, depending on the project and what it requires.
What does it mean by 12 to 15 pounds per square yard?
12 to 15 is the rubber crack sealant?
Nope, on the MAQ S1.
Probably the aggregate, the amount per square yard.
So does that mean there's 15 pounds of aggregate per yard?
Yeah. And that would include some of the Black Beauty sand for traction.
And then the MAQS 3 is 25 to 30 pounds per yard.
That would have been like we did at Devil's Pool in that hill, where it required quite a bit more for traction. They can change it up as they're going along. If they come into a sharp corner or a steeper hill, they can adjust the poundage as they come to it.
They all have MAQS 3. There's just six different levels. And the pressure pave is the same regardless of level. So I'm just trying to understand what it is. Same information. Are you going to see it here, Devin? So they're saying it's for MAQS3 pressure pave, $653. Take out the pressure pave, $1.25, it's $528. So we're getting the we're getting level one. I'd like to know what there's one, two, three, and then the sprinkler. You know, is there all going off Green County courts?
I can find it.
You notice the statement where it said the pricing is not consistent with the agreement with Green County?
Yes. Well, I don't know that he was taking into consideration the pressure pave sealant. If you back out the $1.25, it leaves you $528.